Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, November 12th. This is from the Delta County Independent. Paonia Water, Sewer, and Trash customers will have another opportunity to comment on potential rate increases at the November 12th board meeting tonight at Paonia Town Hall. Trustees are considering increasing costs to benefit all three enterprise funds and decided to continue discussion tonight in order to allow for more public comment. The draft 2020 budget includes a potential $66,335 increase in water fund revenue, a $55,840 increase in sewer fund revenues, and a $25,800 increase in trash and fund revenue based on adoption of the new rates and charges. If all three rates are approved, customers would see their monthly bill increase an average of $9.45, as reflected in the final draft budget. Most of the discussion focused on water rate increases, which would affect both in and out of town users. The board will have to take action at tonight's meeting. The board will also take public comment on the draft 2020 budget at the meeting during the annual budget hearing. The draft budget and proposed rate increases are available for review at Town Hall and online at townofpaonia.com. There is a budget meeting open to the public tonight at Town Hall at 5 p.m., and then the regular board meeting of trustees begins at 6:30 p.m. tonight. In the arid West, it's common to see streams dry up at certain times of year. The causes can vary river to river, from depleted groundwater to heavy diversion for cities and farms. But just because the water has disappeared for a time doesn't mean it's gone forever. From Arizona Public Media, former KVNF news host and reporter Ariana Brocious reports on a newly revived stretch of the Santa Cruz River in Tucson.
Much of the Santa Cruz River is a dry, desert wash, only flowing after heavy monsoon rains. As Tucson water hydrologist Dick Thompson and I walk along the river south of Star Pass, he points out how brown the vegetation looks.
So there's no water coming out at the stretch we're looking at here.
Right, it's dry as a bone.
We walk down the dry riverbed to where a pipe in the side of the embankment is releasing treated wastewater into the channel. As we get closer, the vegetation changes from brown to green. Soon, we can see a shallow rock-bottomed pond surrounded by grasses. We're joined by aquatic ecologist and U of A professor Michael Bogan.
The wetland vegetation is really starting to come in here, so we see things like cattails and sedges and this yerba mansa. So it's looking a lot more like a natural cienega or marsh.
Bogan says as soon as the water started to flow, bugs and animals started to show up, flying or hopping in from other areas nearby.
Day one, we saw 7 species of dragonflies within hours of the water being released.
And more soon followed. At last count, Bogan says they've seen 41 species of dragonflies here, which represents 80% of those native to the lower Santa Cruz River. And it's not just insects. Toads, birds, and other wildlife also visit the little oasis.
Are those coyotes?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of coyotes down here.
Many of those species rely on a permanent water source, which this revived stretch of the Santa Cruz has now become.
The species that we're seeing here so far are still a subset of all the species that could be here or that probably historically were here. But the river is essentially only 4 months old at this point, right? So that's not a surprise.
This is an artificial river. It's a dry wash.
That's Dick Thompson with Tucson Water.
We're supplementing the water that's gone now. Over 100 years ago, there was enough groundwater, there was enough rainwater, enough groundwater that you had intermittent flows. And some places stayed wet all year round. That's all gone to overpumping of the aquifer.
Thompson says this project offered the city a new place to store treated wastewater, which it needed because its other storage basins are full.
You could think of recharge basins and the river as a bank, where you're putting money in your bank. Sometime in the future, when you need that water, you can pump it back out.
Along with creating new riparian habitat, Thompson says the project is reconnecting people with a flowing river.
The public gets to see it and see how just a little bit of water makes such a profound difference.
And he says when those people hear about water scarcity problems in other watersheds in Arizona and the West,
they can think back to this and say, I've seen that. I've seen what a little bit of water does. I can't imagine that they're drying out other places.
Today, ecologist Michael Bogan is on the hunt for damselflies.
All these little toothpicks flying around.
They're kind of like blue toothpicks.
Yeah, exactly. Blue toothpicks.
The prevalence of all these insects is directly tied to the high quality of this wastewater. Sonoran Institute ecologist Claire Zugmeyer says the county upgraded its treatment process in 2013.
So the big change that made a difference for aquatic life is the removal of ammonia and other forms of nitrogen that are very, very common in wastewater.
Zugmeyer says her group has been monitoring the two other wastewater-fed stretches of the Santa Cruz for the last decade. She's excited about this latest project, even while it may not be a totally natural river.
This stretch of the river used to flow year-round, so it has this great cultural, historical meaning, too. And even if it can't be exactly what it was, we have a little bit of a glimpse into the past.
After a couple minutes of searching, Michael Bogan returns with a beautiful discovery.
It's a common green darner dragonfly. Ooh. That's still emerging out of its larval skin.
He says the colorful dragonfly is probably 3 or 4 months old, born here at this riparian oasis. I'm Ariana Brocious in Tucson, Arizona.
And for those who missed it, last Sunday, KVNF's airwaves broadcasted a little bit of history. Felix Belmont, KVNF's longtime DJ and one of the station founders, recorded his last stop time program. At 101 years old, the world's oldest living DJ is going to retire from the air studio.
It is now 12:01, and stay with us for stop time. Well, good afternoon. It's 12:02, and welcome to another edition of Stop Time. I'm Felix Belmont.
Tomorrow on the KVNF regional newscast, we'll have comments from Felix as he prepares to step away from the studio microphone for the first time in over 40 years. We'll also have a preview of this Sunday's combined Stop Time Fly to Fancy programs, which will be the last airings of those shows. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, November 12th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.